WHTC News time is 8:55, and it's time for Local First. Michelle Lonegren is here. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How are you this morning?
Good. Nice to see you again this week.
Good to see you, too. It was great to see a little bit of sunshine this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Happy to see the sun yesterday and today.
Got our vitamin D fix. Yep.
You know, that's good. You forget how much you miss the sun during the winter, and then when it comes back out and it goes away again, that's the worst. It's like a brief tease, and then it goes back under the blankets of clouds.
I hear you. Come back.
Oh, my goodness.
I miss it.
So what are we talking about this morning?
Well, this morning we are actually talking about Lemangelo's, which is one of our longtime local businesses that's a member of Local First. And Matt Scott is the owner.
Oh, he's actually walking in right now.
And yes, perfect timing, Matt. Good morning.
Take your time, Matt.
Yeah, take your time.
Get settled
down. So Matt has been with us, I think, since the beginning of Local First. And I believe, Matt, you've been open for over 10 years now?
Yep, 11 years.
11 years. So the other night, we had our Local Motion Awards at our annual meeting in Grand Rapids. And I was happy to say congratulations to Matt, because Matt was nominated for a Local Motion Award. And this is a big deal. These awards are given to businesses that lead the way in sustainability and collaboration and demonstrate how to truly live local. So we see them as change agents in the community. And Lemangelo's really fits that description. So, Matt, I'm so glad you came in this morning. I'd like you to talk to me a little bit about your zero waste program, because I find this fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about, I know you've been doing it for about 2 years now. Exactly what does it mean to go zero waste?
Well, it means a lot of things. So I've always been like a recycling Nazi, basically. Like I remember in elementary school, like I came home one day from school and like made my whole family change the whole way we did everything.
Did you really?
And ever since then, like I've been just very into recycling.
Yes.
I grew up with grandparents who had a farm, and they composted everything. They didn't even have a trash service. They composted I guess back then you could burn things.
Sure.
Like if it was like, you know, I don't know. Things you can't really do in the city, but
so they were ahead of the times.
Yep, and they did a lot of reusing, like everything that was that could have another purpose, like just they would reuse it. So
okay.
So we've always ever since I opened the store, we've always had a recycling program. We've always had a lot of taken into consideration like where we're getting things, how we're getting things, how it's packaged, and all that kind of thing. A couple of years ago, I just realized it wouldn't be that hard to like take it up a level. So I started looking into whether or not we could test pilot a commercial composting program for downtown Holland, and after a bit, was able to get that approved, and that led to us also starting to work with a local farmer. Who would come pick up all of our coffee grounds and our food waste and put that back into the farm.
Excellent. And are you doing that with Eighth Day Farm?
Yep, we're doing it with Eighth Day Farm.
Yeah, really great
farmers.
Yeah, they
have a great program. So.
Local people,
yep.
Yeah.
And that's another reuse thing. They're reusing urban space that's no longer being used for one of their spaces is a parking lot. One used to be a playground.
Yeah.
And they grow food, and that's kind of a cool way to
that is a very cool thing. So I heard something interesting that's really neat. So do you really, after a day of being open in business all day, you really only have one trash bag of waste?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Like a normal like restaurant kitchen bag, and most like this time of year it's not really even full. Like in the summer when we're doing like a ton of ice cream and have like a billion people coming through, it might be a little fuller, but yeah.
Matt, I have to ask quickly. My brother works at Chipotle, and of course they pride themselves on the local stuff that they buy. Are you the Chipotle coffee shop, so to speak? Or
I guess. I've never been to one, so I don't
know. Oh, okay.
All right. But yeah, it just when things make sense, I kind of figure you might as well do them. So in this day and age, like it's easy to recycle, it's easy to compost, it's easy to buy things more locally that are nearer.
Great. Well, that's pretty terrific. So I know you are leading the way in zero waste on the lakeshore, and that kind of really demonstrates what Local First is all about. Mm-hmm. So I want to congratulate you, Matt, again on your nomination for the Local Motion Award. And, you know, thanks for giving back to the community like you do. We really appreciate that. Yeah, so check out Lemangelo's. And, Matt, where are you located, and what's your phone number there?
We are located at the corner of 9th Street and College downtown, 61 East 9th. And phone number is 616-928-0699.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And if you're interested more about zero waste, how you can go zero waste yourself, I'm sure Matt would be anxious and happy to talk to you all about it. You can find him at Lemangelo's any day of the week. Is that right?
Yep.
And you're open on Sundays?
We're open on Sundays.
Terrific. So. Good to know. All right. Well, you've been listening to Local First. If you'd like to find out more about Local First, check us out on the web at localfirst.com or check us out our campaign, our local treasure campaign at localtreasure.org.